Welcome back to part two. If you haven't yet found our Instagram, you can follow us using the handle at The Dog Owners Pod. My next guest has over 170,000 TikTok followers and over 6 million TikTok likes, and all for a very good reason. I had the absolute pleasure of speaking to Taylor, the proud owner of Sheldon the Retriever, and of course, Bobby as well, her first love and terrier cross. Taylor has achieved what most people would shy away from when it comes to exposing what it's really like to bring up a puppy, least of all in her early 20s and whilst owning her gorgeous but also reactive second dog, Bobby. I had so much fun talking to Taylor, meeting Sheldon and Bobby, and finding out we have a huge amount in common. I also believe that the experiences and challenges that we discuss are ones that other people can resonate with or learn from. And if you like the sound of what you've heard, please hit follow on whichever platform you're using so you can easily listen to us on your dog walk later. Enjoy. How was your Valentine's Day?
Did you get
to celebrate?
Yes, so he's been away on every Valentine's Day that we've been together because of work. He's been deployed every single year. And I'm saying every single year that we've been together for 10 of them. He's been away for the last three. And yeah, this year, I've just got back yesterday from Cyprus. And I flew out on Valentine's Day morning at 7 a.m., and I went and saw him. I rallied my friends together to help me out with the dog. And it was our first Valentine's Day. And yeah.
Did he know you were going over?
Yes, but kind of last minute. So he'd already organised with a local florist to deliver flowers, which couldn't then be cancelled. So I got home last night at 10 p.m. and the flowers were roses and lilies. They were so beautiful, and they were just, my friend put them in the vase ready for me with a love heart, helium balloon. Yeah, I mean, not gonna lie, he had a lot of making up to do. He forgot about my birthday the year before that, and then he forgot about Valentine's Day the year before that. So I'm not gonna sit here and be like my husband. This is the first year that I've been able to see him, and he just stepped up to the plate. He was I'm not having this anymore. I'm not going to fail you like this, the same way that you're not going to fail me. And he just changed and he stuck to his word. So yeah, it was beautiful. It was so
good on him. Well done. Both of you.
Yeah, he's a good man. So it was lovely. So we went out for dinner to a Greek place in, not Greek, to a Cypriot place.
So how difficult? So you said that your friends had rallied around to help with the dogs. Are they comfortable with both the dogs? Are they happy to take them out? Only because I know my friends, I'm like, let me just write you a 25 million page step-by-step guide.
Yeah, I've literally got a playbook for both of them. They're two separate playbooks for each dog. So I'll only ask certain friends, and that's because they've had the training and the experience with both of these dogs. Generally speaking, I have a dog sitter, and that's the person that I use for everything that I possibly can, and I pay her professional to do it. She's also my ex's brother's girlfriend, so that's how I met her.
Excellent.
So, but she wasn't available because it was a last minute kind of getaway. So yeah, I will only ask specific friends, but they, like I said, they know the dogs. They've known Sheldon for ages. Yeah. There's just certain things that they won't do that I would. They take the dogs out separately instead of taking them for a walk together.
Yeah.
And they just wouldn't be as confident to do what I do, but it works. The dogs get set. Thank you so much, Sheldon. Appreciate it.
I could just see him in the corner just deciding. He was like, shall I bring it to mommy? Shall I not?
Thank you so much for that. But I try and have different people on hand. But I've got this one friend that has always said, she lives with her parents, and she's like, I like staying at your house. So any opportunity she can to look after the dogs, because she works from home, she wants to. So
amazing. That's just so ideal. Walkers as well. Because the problem is like you said, in order to trust people to look after your dogs, you have to have I'm very much, my family has the curse of the people pleasing, and I'm trying so hard in my late 20s to try and gravitate away from that, because otherwise you end up, I don't want my dogs to suffer because I'm trying to please someone else. So if someone isn't right to look after my dog, then I need to make sure that that's rectified, because like I said, it will just be at the detriment of the dogs than anything else.
Honestly, you've worded that so perfectly. I've literally been in the exact same situation. Like, I won't correct people, but in any other situation I've been like that. But you're so right, like, I will go through dog walkers, I will go through dog sitters. Like, you will not catch me ever suffering for someone that kind of is okay with my dogs. Like, no.
Yeah, because the problem, I mean, you do think of worst case scenarios, like, and that's for a reason, because however much I trust my dogs, I also don't trust my dogs. Like, Fig is, she's not even two yet, she's still very unpredictable. So Lily, the other day, you say that, like, Bobby's like your shadow, Lily's exactly the same. She is like my shadow. In fact, I think I lose her 7 times a day, but she's actually by my feet just off lead, and because I've got a big coat on,
yeah,
I can't see her.
Looking around, you know, where's the dog? And they just keep on moving around you. Like, the I'm like, why am I the center of gravity right now? Like, what the fuck? And they just disappear.
And you think you've lost them, and you're literally, it got to the stage where I shout, it was so embarrassing. I screamed Lily's name. I realized it was because she was at my feet and I was in front of a load of people. So, like, I couldn't even escape the fact that I just shouted a random name, and then looked down. I was like, oh, my dog's actually there.
Honestly, I'll shout Bobby, like, to come in, like, from the garden or whatever. And, like, she'll come in from the front room or whatever. Clicking of her feet going into the kitchen. I'm just like, oh, sorry.
As you were.
My bad.
Oh dear, I know, they literally cracked me up. Lily the other day, I knew I'd get judgment for it, but I couldn't care less. Lily is like my shadow. But when it comes to food, she's so food driven. And I don't necessarily know whether this has come from the Jack Russell or the pug element, but she's more, I would say she's more food driven than Fig is. And Fig's a Labrador. And that just goes to show how food driven. And it's so,
Sheldon, yeah, exactly the same.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. So we were walking through the common the other day, and there's a little cafe area, and it was really nice. And we just crossed the road, got onto like the common. And Lily decided that she wanted to go help herself to all the free food that was on the floor. So I stood there and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to watch her enjoy a little buffet. So she was, I just saw her like tip-tapping around, like darting in and out of like picnic benches and looking at all these children waiting for them to drop something. And then she suddenly, and you must have had this, like when the look of panic on their faces when they think they've lost you, yeah. And they're like, oh my God, oh my God, like, mum. So Lily darted, and when she goes into, I like to call it turbo mode, where her pigtail goes dead straight and she runs so fast, she darted towards the road where the crossing was, and I was like shouting her name in front of all these hundreds of people having a picnic. Yeah. I was like screaming her name. Fig sitting next to me like, you fucked it now. I'm like, brilliant, screaming her name, blowing the whistle. She stopped at the traffic lights, turned around and came running back.
Oh.
I mean, I couldn't even be annoyed with her at that stage because she came back. But like, I looked at her, I was like, are you proud of yourself? You've embarrassed me, yourself, your sister. Are you proud? Idiot. Oh. But the dogs must have done that with you when they think that they've lost you. And the look, oh, Bobby.
Yeah, she invited herself up as well.
She's so cute.
Yeah, she was washed today, so she's really fluffy.
Oh,
you're saying she's cute. Wait until she starts showing her teeth, because you can see she's in there. He's trying to like wind her up now. Like he's going to like bite her paw.
Does she? So when Lily's sitting on my lap, she will snap at Fig. It won't be like actual biting, but it'll just be like play nipping almost. But she's like, no, just
like leave me alone.
Yeah,
yeah. That's what she's doing. She has that like moment of like where the hell have you gone, and she like panics, and she just acts like to what she thinks she needs to survive. And I'm like, Bobby, I'm literally the other direction, I'm staring at you. Like, if you just use the front of your fucking brain for a second.
If you like the sound of what you've heard so far, please hit follow now on whichever platform you're listening to the episode on. If you hit follow now, you won't need to spend ages trying to find the podcast for your dog walks. Make life easier for yourself, hit follow, and enjoy the rest of the episode. Was there anything that you weren't prepared for as a couple going into it with a puppy?
Yeah, like, I started resenting him so much because he was away so much, which obviously isn't his fault. This is his job. He's in the military. We already know that he goes away. I just did not know how hard it was going to be being with someone in the military while having a new puppy, and that puts so much strain on our relationship. Like, I do actually remember saying as well, like, if you don't start, like, really, like, picking it up, like, really fucking, like, doing this stuff that you need to do while you're back home, I don't know what to do with Sheldon. And, like, I went through that moment, and it was only for, like, a day, like, 24 hours, where I was like, he has to go back. Like, I can't do this anymore. So I understand the feeling and the thoughts that people have. I genuinely get it. And, yeah, we just went through such a hard time with the relationship. Because, like, even when he'd be home, I would still be the one that was getting up at, like, 5 in the morning to sort him out.
Yeah.
And it was only when I, you know, stopped being the way that I was being and, like, really started being a little bit more fair to the situation and remembered that it's not that he doesn't want to be home, it's that he's not home, and it's not him. Yeah. It's something that we've got to do. So, yeah, once we really started, yeah, you know, he's annoying, isn't he? Once we really started to, like, understand the dynamic, it got better. But, yeah, we were not ready for the strain that it was about to put on our relationship.
I love seeing Sheldon.
He's trying to wind her up.
I feel like people call this witching hour as well. I could see him playing about. So cute. Would you have done anything different in terms of, like, how everything has panned out, you know, the last couple of years? Would you have done anything different bringing Sheldon to the family?
No, but that's because I am one of those people, and you'll hear this a lot, but I don't regret anything.
Yeah, I feel the same.
Yeah, like, I don't think I'd do anything differently, but Bob's... I just have to let it happen for a second. I, honestly, it's at that point where I'm just like, I know that she'll be fine. I know that
he'll
be fine. But if he doesn't respect her...
Yeah.
We've already told it. No, you're not running around.
The thing is, honestly, Taylor, when I say Lily, like, people might hear the noises that, for example, Bobby might make, but, and they might be like, oh my God. But I honestly, Lily does exactly the same thing. Yeah. She will make these, like, hideous terrier, because it's a terrier breed, the terrier noises. And I know that neither of them, I'm never going to put them in harm's way. And I know that it's all noise. Yeah. And this is the thing. That's why I did use the word brave before, because if you don't fully understand, then you're going to respond and see things very differently. It's not all golden, you know, and shiny. It's really not. But they do get on. There will be moments where you look at them and you think, I would never have this any differently. Like, I'm so pleased I've done this. Like, okay, maybe not now, like, Fig's doing some weird gymnastics behind me, but they'll fall asleep curled up next to each other and I'm like, oh, they're so, like, delicious together. But then there'll be other times where Lily will do exactly the same thing. She bites Fig's ankles, to get her going.
Like, his neck or something, to tell him to fuck off. Sound, isn't it? Like, people, like, don't understand that when a dog makes the sound, then no one's just been hurt. It's just he's reacting to, like, a bit of, like, jump scare because he's wound her up and then got the reaction that he wanted, and she's fucked off. She's like, okay, well, this is what you wanted, so let's go. Like, I'm going to tell you what's what.
Yeah,
people don't understand.
And also, what you can see, Sheldon did exactly what Fig would do, which is to come to his mum, because he's like, I've just been told off.
And, like, yeah, I'm just like, no, I'm obviously not going to pander to this right now. And that's what the behaviourist told me to do. It was like, your mum, she's dad, he's been told off by dad, now he's his mum. So we don't really know. But as you can see, I didn't
even... I'm exactly the same. I used to, like, especially when people come round as well. So Lily started, she has these, like, manic phases where she'll suddenly want to play and she'll get a toy. She'll get Fig's specific toy that she knows Fig adores, and she'll just, like, dance around the kitchen with it in her mouth until Fig grabs it. And then she'll do this, I don't know if Bobby does it, but, like, it, because they are originally ratting dogs, she'll shake the toy so quickly that it sounds like she's trying to kill the toy, because that's their instinct. Yeah. But then, like, it happened the other day, and I had this guy over. I've been dating this guy, and I just stood there and I just looked at them. He was like, do you think you should break it up? And I was like, no, it's fine. Like, they're absolutely fine. Yeah, that's exactly what happens.
That's what he does. She always grabs, like, the toy that Sheldon loves, and then she'll, like, run around with it and play, and he's like, this is fun. And then he'll do, like, the jumping thing and everything, and then then she doesn't want him to do that So then she tells him off. But yeah, in that situation, yeah, like I should have just put her down on the floor because he was winding her up and then calmed him back down. Like, and that's like, that's a way to deal with the situation. However, I'm a human. I'm talking to someone. I'm occupied. Yeah. And it's okay if you're watching this and like you see this or you hear this, you've probably done the same thing. Like, it's okay. Like, no one's gonna judge you for it.
See, I wouldn't even, my natural instinct wouldn't have even been to put Lily down because I know that Fig would just dick her about and then I'd feel guilty. Like, you just, but, and this is why I know people don't like comparing it to children, but it's, you know, you're constantly doubting yourself. And I do feel like I'm one of five and my mum always said, you know, trying to share your attention between more than one child is a difficult thing to do. And sometimes you can't give them all of your attention. That's just because you are individual. You are a human being. You're your own person as well. You have your own life.
Yeah.
So yeah, with the dogs, I do end up feeling guilty that I've done something wrong. And but they find their level.
They like, do find their level. I'm one of seven. Like, honestly, I get it. Like, I can honestly relate to you so much. Like, yeah, I get it. Like, these dogs, sometimes they get more attention than the other one, and that's just fine because it just happens. And as long as they get the same amount of love and they get the same amount of, like, I don't know, like, just what they need out of their life, then it's okay. As long as it balances out in the end sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. It's so funny. And I feel like there are going to be so many people. There must be more people out there, especially girls our age, women our age, you know, mid to late 20s, early 30s, are going to be in this situation where that maybe they have come from larger families and they've decided that they know how crazy life can be with loads of people and children running around. So actually, I'm going to invest my time and energy into owning a dog. I still want responsibility. And they end up being in these situations. And really, they're the kind of people that we're catering towards, because I don't want people to feel alone in or feel like shit because they've let themselves down or let the dogs down. And like we said before, we want people to be able to work through it, because when you do have that bond with, you know, your dog, it's the best thing in the world. You can follow us on Instagram using the handle @thedogownerspod. Alternatively, if you can see a tiny star on whichever platform you're using at the moment, if you haven't already, please kindly give us a rating.
Does Sheldon whine? No, he doesn't. No, he's really good. I think that's from like crate training's a big part of that for him, I reckon.
Yeah, Fig's just a massive dick when it comes to whine. She started to whine so much that, and I try so hard to ignore it, and I will ignore it, but then it gets to the stage where, what was it? She was whining at me this morning because the heater wasn't facing her. Going back to Bobby, I'm so grateful to see you being so responsible with Bobby. Like, you've been so open about her being a reactive dog. And I mentioned before, my parents' dog is reactive. He can never be let off the lead, really. We love him dearly. And he's a Labrador as well. So for anyone who wants to pinpoint certain breeds for being reactive, again, like, it can happen. Any dog. Yeah. He is a rescue dog, actually. Again, that's not an excuse. It can happen to any dog, but
even still,
there are so many different reasons.
Yeah.
But yes, so thank you for being so open about Bobby being a reactive dog, for also being so responsible with, I know that you have the lead that has reactive written on it. Mm. And yeah, how have you found like dog walks? I love your TikToks when you talk about taking them both out at the same time, because I'm like, I've been there. Like, and I don't necessarily have, I mean, Lily can react, but I wouldn't call her a reactive dog.
Yeah.
So how have you found walking a reactive dog and a golden retriever?
Yeah, like there are times where I'm just like, I'll come back from the walk and I'll just be like, what the fuck was I thinking? Like, who did I think I was when I woke up this morning? Apparently it's someone that can walk two stupid dogs. But yeah, like I just cut myself slack. So when one of the dogs is behaving in a way that like is just not manageable for me, like I'm okay with just putting them back in the car and just taking them home, and then just taking and then just taking the other. And sometimes when they've just riled me to the point where I'm just like, I'm so overwhelmed right now because I have autism, so like that's something that I combat with this, I just won't take them out and I'll give myself that slack. They'll still get what they need to get, but that day I won't deal with it. So yeah, I think I've had times where I've had some viral videos because this woman was saying that my dogs weren't trained and that I'm the problem and that I need to interact my dogs with other dogs and they need to be more socialized. And I'm just like, that's not how you stop a reactive dog from being less reactive. Not 9 times out of 10, it's because they've been over socialized that they're now reactive. I've had times where like people have told me that my dogs are untrained just because I don't want their dogs near mine. So you'll have Mark Sheldon that's going one way trying to play, and then you've got Bobby going the other way and sometimes going the same way but to bark and like yap.
Yeah,
I just think, you know, some days I'm built for it, some days I'm just not.
I was so close. I remember the day that I thought about this podcast and I sat down, and I think again I was probably in tears. I don't even cry that much, but clearly the dogs just bring me to tears.
They do.
And they really do. And I remember thinking, like, where do I unsubscribe? Like, how do I unsubscribe from being a dog owner? Because this is not okay. Like, yeah. I'm sacrificing my youth for stress and grey hairs.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't want to have kids. Here I am with two toddlers, always never grow out of that phase of being dickheads. Like, why have I myself? Yeah, unsubscribing would be fabulous.
Talking of dog walks, though, what are your dog walks like? I mean, what are the things that you wish people would do more of or less of? Because I don't know about you, but I have daily encounters with morons, that I would love to moan about more.
I love that for you. Yeah, Sheldon, come here. He's got my plain neck pillow that he constantly, anytime it's out from under the bed, he's like, I want that. Sheldon,
that's mine.
Come on, come here. That's enough. Sit. No, leave Bobby alone. Come here. Sit. Down. The slow, gradual stuff that they do, and I just, this adolescent.
Oh, I know. Does he actually stay down?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, like, that's, I tell Fig to go down and she just lies there for 2 seconds and then sits back up and I'm like, yeah, no, I've done something wrong here.
Yeah, we'll time this. We'll just see what happens next. Yeah, for the meantime, he's there, but he won't stay unless I repeatedly get him back. But yeah, what would I want to see more of? I think I would love for owners to understand the nervous lead a lot more and, like, the lead system. So the red being do not, the yellow being caution, stay away, and the green being I'm friendly, this doesn't mean come over to me, this just means that I'm not going to danger you, kind of thing.
Yeah,
I think people learning the lead system would be really beneficial. I also think people, I understand that every now and again your dog can have amazing recall and every now and again they are just having one of those days where they don't listen. I get that. However, if your dog just even 6 times out of 10 doesn't listen to you, go back to the basics and just reteach them recall, because they're clearly good at it if they're doing it 4 times out of 10, but they're not good enough that you should be allowing that behavior. And I think if more dog owners were stricter with their dogs and took that little bit more time each day, just that compound effect of those small training 15 minute sessions, we would have a nicer walking environment for every other dog that's out there that doesn't really want to socialise.
Yeah, I would say as a golden rule, going to the leads as well, I am so strict with, because of my parents' dog, Archie, bless him, I love him dearly, but because he is reactive on the lead, well, and off the lead, but not so much, it's more on the lead, I have a golden rule that the dogs aren't allowed to go anywhere near another dog if it's on the lead. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, if it has any writing on it. I just think if the dog's on a lead, it's on a lead for a reason, and your dog going up to it to distract it has zero benefit for your dog or them or their owner. But yeah, as a golden rule for me, if I can prevent the dogs going up to any other dog on the lead, then I will, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because it's annoying for you. Like, I don't know if you found this, like you're trying to, I don't know, for whatever reason, I'm late for something as usual and I'll be trying to put the dogs on the lead and someone's dog will run over and Figs just yanked my arm out and Lily's got tangled in between my legs and I've just kicked her in front of 70 people by accident. And, you know, like you just, it's not helpful. It's not helpful for anyone.
Charlton?
Lovely. He's got great taste. He's got really great taste.
I am your mother.
I love how proud of himself he looks as well. I could just see his tail wagging.
He's like, give me the bra, give me the bra. Come here. I do completely agree with you. I think if they're on leads, like Bobby's got amazing recall. Like she is like very trained. Like she's a very, very good dog. She just has the reactivity and just doesn't enjoy other dogs' companies.
Yeah.
It's just unpredictable. Some dogs that she actually loves playing with, but I won't risk that. And even still, yeah. Like if I see another dog on like coming towards me, I know that she isn't really going to go over to it. I know that she doesn't want to play, but just out of the respect and that 1% of the unpredictableness, I'm just like, I'm not going to ruin someone else's day.
Absolutely. I saw, oh God, one of my favorite TikToks of yours, where you were on about Sheldon having body slammed a child. Was that on a wall?
No, I was going into my, Sheldon, please. She has a son. He's like 7 years old, 6 years old. And yeah. It was literally as simple as, oh, yes, kid, smack, just bye, see you later.
Yeah.
I couldn't see the child. It disappeared. It was yeeted to the other side of the kitchen. I was like, that's not good. There was like another time where we had a barbecue and my friend has a 2-year-old and she was walking around the garden and my friend has a golden retriever. So this 2-year-old is used to being knocked around by golden retrievers, big dogs. And Sheldon was really watching what she was doing and I was thinking, why are you watching this little girl so much? I'm a little bit worried right now, like what is happening? And then he just gets up before anyone else can grab his collar and she's eating this chocolate cake twist curl thing, whatever, and it's in her hand and she's really grasping it. And as soon as she feels Sheldon's nose just go into her hand, she's so used to, you know, feeding her own dog or whatever, she just opens her hand out and Sheldon just snaps the chocolate cake out of her hand. And I'm just like, yeah. And then she starts crying. I was like, okay. I was like, we need to work on manners with children.
So that's the thing. How have you found with, because, you know, I don't have children of my own and trying to find children to practice training with is not easy.
It is actually hard, and that's like a real thing that it sounds really noncy, but like I need to be around a child right now. My dog needs training. Can I borrow your kid?
Like, yeah, absolutely. So one of the major things that I struggled with Fig that I've had to really train out of her is barking at children. So because children are unpredictable, there have been a couple of occasions, one of which we were on a bus. I was pretty much booed off of the bus. It was hideous because she's not used to children. She would just see them, and if they were unpredictable, if they would dart to one side or throw a toy, or like one child came running around the corner, she would just bark. She was starting to become reactive, and that terrified me. Just because of, I know what it's like to have a 30 kilogram reactive dog. It's not easy.
So much harder. It's a different game altogether, isn't it?
So we've started, we went through the motion of the clicker and hundreds of treats and whatever else. But have you found Sheldon's responded to chill? I mean, is he bothered by children much or?
No, like the 2-year-old that's used to having the golden retriever, I think she's been a godsend because I haven't got to worry about her having the fear. However, he's very boisterous towards children, and like he still doesn't really understand his size because he's just so happy and excited. So yeah. I think But yeah, one of the things that I've had to deal with is that aspect, because even just like licking them and getting really excited and them laying on the floor, he'll throw himself over them. And it's like, she will break if you do that. Like, you can't do that. Yeah, I think that's been a bit of a struggle. When she was like screaming and running around the front room, he hid under the table. But I think that's because like he gets a little bit overwhelmed. But generally speaking, yeah, he's good. And my other friend had a 9-month-old and he was really gentle with her. Oh. And I was like, what the fuck is this dog? And he just knew. So I, fingers crossed, I hope I've got a like a good dog with children. But so far, so good with him, to be fair.
Final questions. Have you got any recommendations of places to go with your dog? Have you and Sheldon and Bobby and your husband, Gabe, been anywhere that you would, or just done anything that you thoroughly enjoyed doing altogether?
Avon Farm Cottages. It's Salford, Bristol. It's so dog friendly. They are so wonderful. The people are so wonderful. They've got farm dogs. The walks that are just on the land that you can do are just beautiful. The actual like place that you stay in is stunning. But yeah, I really recommend staying there with your dogs if you're going to go for a little staycation, because they're really dog friendly and they just, they love having people stay around.
Amazing. What would your advice be for anyone who wants a dog or has a dog?
It would be like, are you ready? Ask yourself, are you genuinely ready to give up the freedom of from after you get home, like not even get home from work?
Would you have any words of wisdom or words of comfort for people that own a dog or that could potentially be going through the dreaded adolescent stage, as I like to call it?
Yeah, I think my words of wisdom or words of advice are that you just are not alone. Like, you are not alone. When your dog shits in its crate and does explosive diarrhea, or it eats chocolate, or it takes the crisp that it shouldn't have, or it rips up your favorite shoes, just remember they are living life for the first time, and it's your job to teach them how to exist in our world. It's not their job to figure it out. So just bear with them. Like, you're just not alone in going through this process.
I hope you enjoyed this episode, and please make sure to join Taylor's 81,000 followers on Instagram, where you can enjoy her content and up-and-coming news. Use the handle _lifeoftaylor. To follow Sheldon's content on Instagram, if you aren't already, use the handle _SheldonTheRetriever. Enjoy Sheldon's stories on TikTok, and you will not be disappointed. You can follow us using the handle @TheDogOwnersPod. If you haven't already, please kindly give us a rating.